tools of protection then?
Yes.
Or Linda, okay, all right.
Okay. Saint Germain's prayer of protection. I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect moment. I hope you have settled yourself in a comfortable seated position in your beautiful sacred space, filled with love. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Now visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, and the purity all around you, and breathe it in. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, seen and unseen, from the beginning of time till now. It frees you from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame inside your pillar of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael in the circle of blue flame, the brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. He offers it to you. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Now raise it up, swing it around your head and then around your entire body, and two times under your feet. Feel how you've cleared yourself by cutting yourself free. This includes any discordant energy which may have attached themselves to you. And now we lovingly release them into the golden white light of Source. See how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies that you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energy structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you and see your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you with the central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invincible, invisible, and invulnerable to all negative vibrations. It keeps me free now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee. I thank thee. It is done. It is complete. In God's most holy name, I am, and so it is.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing for a few moments as you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light, and exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. You put all outside, all exterior parts of the illusion just out of your mind now. Focus on relaxing, letting go, and centering yourself. You take a deep breath, breathe in the light, hold it for a few seconds, And exhale out any darkness. Again, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now focus in your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of all of the 9 chakra centers that have become reawakened in all of you and the collective of the light working community throughout the planet, whether known or unknown. These chakra centers have reconnected to allow for the continuing awakening of the collective across the world. And as you focus on the chakras and the alignment of those chakras, focus on the colors of each one and the vibratory frequency within each chakra center. Know that as you raise the frequency by visualizing the intensity of the color becoming brighter and brighter within each chakra, you are raising that vibrational frequency of each chakra center and thereby raising the vibrational frequency and ensuing consciousness within each of you. Now, starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep, dark, earth brown color with possibly red specks or gold specks within it. Then moving up the base of your spine, red, beautiful ruby red, bright ruby red color. Moving up, orange. The solar plexus area, yellow. The heart center, blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. To the throat area, chakra. Sky blue. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra, gold or violet or silver at the top of the head. And then just above the head, soul star chakra, brilliant pure white. If you take all of those chakra centers and their respective colors, raising those colors to the highest intensity, thereby raising the vibration in each chakra, you bring all of the chakras together, forming the brilliant white of the soul star chakra. And your conscious knowing self now moving into that soul star chakra. Which now becomes your light body. And in your light body now, you can leave your physical body behind. Just go right out through the top of your head, through the soul star chakra, rising up. You're in your etheric body and your astral body. Rising up, leaving your physical body behind. Just watch it as you move up. See your physical body falling further and further down below you. As you continue to rise higher and higher into the past the Earth's atmosphere. Then you look back down now. And as you look back down and you see your physical body there, see your physical body now glowing with white light. So you're in your light body and your astral and etheric, but you're also surrounding your physical body with brilliant white light shooting out in all directions, shining out, coming further and further out, the light spreading. And from your point of view now, as we look down, you look at the earth as the white light is spreading everywhere. See now all of the lights coming on. You can now see with your etheric vision, with your third eye vision, you can see all of the lights coming on everywhere, showing you that there is an awakening going on. More and more are awakening. More and more are flaming their lights, their violet flames, their white light, whatever it is. More and more are turning on their lights. Literally see it as lights coming on across the planet everywhere. In every continent across the world, more and more flickering on, some brighter than others, some dim yet, but becoming brighter. As you focus on this, you are actually focusing on brightening those lights, making them brighter and brighter across the planet. More and more are turning on. At the same time, as you know, the waves of energy have been coming down from the great central source of this universe, coming down and bringing more and more light, more and more higher consciousness to the planet, bringing those from the third dimensional expression into the higher fourth and fifth dimensional expression. More and more and more, the planet, the life on the planet is literally awakening everywhere. See that now. See life coming on everywhere, the lights coming on everywhere. Spreading across the planet, and connecting with that crystalline grid, or the Christ consciousness grid, connecting with it once again, and light shooting everywhere. Just literally see that now, visualize that light shooting everywhere in all directions, connecting with the crystalline grid. Then an explosion of light. As you are looking down at the earth, as you are looking down at Gaia, the entire planet now explodes in light. Now connecting with the great central sun of this galaxy, the central sun of this galaxy, which is becoming more and more visible to those with the eyes to see as the second sun. Now see an explosion of light throughout the entire solar system, as if you are now above the solar system, out in the galaxy, and watching the entire solar system explode in light, all of the planets of the solar system. Then if you want, you can take it all the way out to the galaxy. Galaxy also exploding in light. Now as you focus back down on the earth, back down on Gaia, the higher dimensional Gaia, after the changeover. Now you are literally looking into the future, to the future timeline. Seeing as the light has exploded across the planet and the solar system and even the galaxy, everybody has come together as one, recognizing, realizing their oneness with their brothers and sisters, both on the earth, below the earth, and above the earth, all coming together. The darkness having long left. There is no longer darkness, no longer fear, hatred, anger, all to be replaced by the love expression across the planet, across the solar system, and even across the galaxy. Everything that happens here on this planet Earth in Gaia also is expressed out through the solar system and the galaxy. You can literally see a rebirth of the planet Gaia. Now see people everywhere across the planet connecting with each other. Connecting one-on-one, with hugs, with handshakes, coming together in all different ways, being as one, connecting with nature, all with nature, the animals, the plants, the rocks, the waters, the air. Everything connecting together. Everyone feeling that blissful feeling. Imagine for a moment the blissful feeling that you would have if there was literally no more fear. Nothing to fear in your lifetime. Nothing at all. For where there is only love, there can be no fear. Therefore, no pain of any kind, no illnesses, no sickness, no injuries. And whatever injuries might occur are immediately healed. The mind is the builder. Everything the mind can conceive, it can achieve. So let yourselves now begin to find your way back to your physical form. Coming back in slowly. Don't come back all at once. Come back in down through the top of your head just as you exited. Down through your body, filling your body, your etheric, your astral body, moving it back in. Feel the light everywhere within your body, within your physical form now. Your physical form being imbued with light, with love, with higher vibrational frequency and consciousness. And coming back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. And I come again at this time to continue the process that was started some time ago with this group and with all of those that would resonate to these words, all of those that are the light workers that have become the light warriors, my warriors of light, where you are continuing to spread that light wherever you get a chance, knowing and feeling the truth within you and letting that truth resonate out from you, letting that light resonate out to all others around you, wherever you can. Even your walking amongst others carries the light and spreads the light. Whether you are conscious of it or not, you are spreading the light just by being in closeness with others. You all have a special mission that you volunteered for so long ago. You have heard this, you have remembered this. And these are those times now that you have prepared for millennia. You have been preparing for this. And again, you find yourselves now at this precipitous time, just upon the precipice now. Many of you are almost ready to jump off of that precipice, to move through fully the ascension process, to realize your own personal ascension. But what holds you back? The only thing that holds you back yet at this point is the old programming, the programming that continues to hold you down at times to this third dimensional expression and the illusion that has been created by all of you. You all had a part in this creation, but it is those of the forces of darkness that continue to hold it together, continue to move it forward, the illusion. They are wanting to hold on to the old, where you are wanting to let go of the old and move on into the new golden age. But I say again, the only thing that is stopping you is that programming. But more and more as you let go of the programming, as you remember more and more fully who you are, what you are here for, whenever you think that way, whenever you see the world as you want to see it, not how it appears to those that are still yet asleep, but how you want to see it, how you want the creation to be. For just as you have created this third dimensional illusionary world, you are also now creating in the fourth and fifth dimensional world. Everything comes from creation. Everything comes from the mind and the heart working together. Again, what the mind can conceive, it can achieve. So continue now to trust. Trust, yes, in the plan. But more than that, trust in yourselves. Trust in yourselves to follow along with the plan and not be held back any longer. Not let yourself fall back into the old ways, the old paradigm, the old illusion. For the more and more that you recognize it as just that, an illusion, then you can move beyond it. Then the programming no longer holds you back. And yes, you can take my blue sword of truth and sever yourselves from all that old programming. Or you can use the violet flame to purge out the old programming. You can use many different tools, crystals included. There are many different tools you have been given. And many of you have remembered those tools that you can use, which is why you resonate toward a certain one. certain way of moving beyond the programming and continuing to hold yourselves in the higher light, in the higher vibration of the fourth and fifth dimension. That is what you all came here to do, to raise yourselves and then help to raise everyone around you. Nothing is stopping you but you. Think on that. Allow that to become your mantra as you continue to move on through this ascension process. The only thing that is stopping you is you. No one else. No one else has control over you unless you give it to them. Remember that. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you would continue to be my warriors of light and spread the truth wherever, whenever, and to whoever you have the opportunity to do so. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to Oneness Starts here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready for your questions if you have them. You can, yes, unmute your phones now and ask your questions if you have them. Otherwise, we will say adieu.
Yes, Wonder, this is Linda.
Yes.
Forgive me, I didn't mean to step on your words. I have a question. A couple of people were talking today about the black sun. Now, this is a concept I've heard about long ago, but I'm not quite familiar with it. Could you please give us a little more information on that? And then if there is something we could do in shining our light in that direction to break something down or apart, we would like instruction, or I would like instruction on that as well, please. Thank you.
So what you are referring to as the black sun is a, how do we say this? It is a figment, we will say, of those that worship or the dark side, those of the dark forces that hold on to this entity, as it is a being in a sense here. It's very difficult to explain here what this particularly is, but it is a combination of many things. And those of the forces of darkness do worship that, just as those of long ago worship the sun, you see? The yellow sun, as you would look at it here, although it is not necessarily yellow, you see? It just appears that way. But they worship that which they have come to understand as something that can help to continue to control things where they can continue to be in control. We would also suggest that you would look this up. You can find much information on this just simply by doing what you call your Google searches. There is information on this that would also help to understand. But know that at this point, it is very difficult to understand and even for us to explain what this is, because it is beyond your third dimensional expression yet at this point. But you can find some information on this. Perhaps Shoshana has perspective? No.
Do not have information.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here? Nothing further? Very good. Then we are done for the time, and we will release channel here. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to share?
We do not.
Very good. That was a quite short expression here this time, but that is okay. We just say here for all of you to continue to, as Archangel Michael has said, and Sananda has said, and Saint Germain, and all of us have been saying, to continue to hold yourselves in the higher vibrations as much as you possibly can, whenever you can, and not let yourselves fall back into the old programming. And if you do, recognize it right away and lift yourselves right back up. You all have the ability to do that. You are all the creators of your own life. And the more that you fully continue to realize that, the more that you will not let the old ways pull you back down.
We have something.
Yes, yes, please.
Apologize.
Yes.
We have something that we are receiving regarding this black sun.
Very good.
So what we have received, if we can share on this, is that this is an object that has been created through evil thought forms coalescing into darkness, that has been created by these evil thought forms and made into an object to worship and to continue with that which is the evil thought forms and the control of the planet. So to break this up, it is just as if you are breaking up any type of evil in the world is through light, is through sending this iconic form, bursts of light from your own soul to obliterate it. So that is what we have on this. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.